This is a discussion for patients from Antonio Boone, A-N-T-O-N-I-O-B-O-O-N-E. Date of birth 1/21/2004. Date of accident reported is 9/26/2025. Date of service 10/27/2025. The patient Antonio Boone is suffering from pain in the neck, mid back, lower back, to the tune of 10, stiffness of the neck, headaches with TBI symptoms, pain in the left shoulder, and numbness and tingling and motor weakness of the left arm. Patient attributes all of these symptoms to the presence of an accident, being involved in an automobile accident on 10/27/2025. The details of the accident are as follows. The patient was traveling in a Uber car with three other people, and he was going on Wyoming and Maple. In Detroit, on 10/27/2025, around 1 o'clock, 1 a.m., he was traveling as a rear passenger on the right, and there were three people total. They were traveling on Wyoming at a speed of 35 to 40 miles an hour, when another car, which is F-150, came at 70 miles an hour and hit them in the rear ending. There was no stop sign or intersection. It is just a high speed. The driver was drunk, possibly, and it was a hit-and-run accident. The airbags did not deploy. Patient was wearing a seatbelt. And police came to the scene. Ambulance came to the scene. Patient was taken to the Sinai Grace Hospital emergency room by the ambulance, where he was there for 10 hours. CT scan of the neck showed fracture of the nose, cervical spine. X-ray of the pelvis was done, and lower back, but the reports are not available at this moment. He reported that he was going to Coney Island at the time, and they were rear-ending at a high speed. The damage to the car is to the rear bumper, trunk, lights. The car is not completely total, but not sure. He did not take any pictures of the car as he was severely injured and was taken by the ambulance right away. It appears that the windshield was broken in the rear, and some more damage, but no pictures are available at this time of dictation. Regarding the injury, the patient immediately started having pain in the neck, severe pain, and he was placed in a hard collar and taken to the hospital. There was a fracture of cervical spine that was discovered later with the CT scan and X-rays. There was no bleeding, laceration or dislocations other than that. There was a neck whiplash, and a patient hit his head to the seat front. And no chest trauma, no pelvic trauma or abdominal trauma was noticed or reported. The patient was finally discharged from the emergency room same night, after 10 hours of holding. History of presenting illness, patient is reporting headaches, which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. Most of the headaches are present in the back of the head and are constant, mild to moderate, off and on sometimes, trigger to, sensitive to the light but not sensitive to the noise, no nausea, vomiting, seizures or aura. Additional symptoms of TBI, patient reports of dizziness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, nightmares, fearful of the event. There is no taste problem. Smell is, patient is smelling some burning smell all the time at this time since the accident. No pain in the jaw, no pain in the teeth or face. Denies any vertigo. Denies loss of consciousness, seizures, loss of memory, ringing in the ears, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. It denies any nausea, vomiting, spots in the vision, loss of vision field, blurred vision. Patient further denies any saddle and a seizure, sleep disturbance, anxiety, depression, panic. Patient denies difficulty walking, weakness, lightheadedness. There is no numbness or tingling of the extremities except for the left hand, which is has a numbness of the fingers, second, third, fourth, and fifth finger. Thumb is not numb. No anxiety, depression, panic, no sleep disturbance is reported. Regarding the pain, patient has a pain on the left side of the neck with stiffness of the neck and upper back, middle back, lower back, all 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. There is a stabbing and shooting pain to the left buttock and also to the right groin area. Patient has had various x-rays. These pains are described as being continuous, throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, hot burning, aching, heavy, tender, tiring, fearful, and they are 0 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected. Seven, modified factor for the pain. Pain is worsened by sitting, standing, walking, driving, lying down, bending, and improved with nothing. Patient has some muscle weakness of the left arm. No treatment has been afforded other than the emergency. Please review the records for the system review. Surgical history, allergies, family history. Working health, disabilities none. Patient does not have any tourney at this time. Please review the records for personal history, ADLs, and diagnosis also. Physical examination. The blood pressure is 129 over 98, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 100%. Height is 5'11", weight 180 pounds. 21-year-old, African-American male, in a hard collar of the neck, sitting with anguish and pain faces, and he has, in general, a lot of psoriasis of the face. No psoriasis. So the patient is sitting. And is reasonably alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious. And well-built, well-nourished. Hydration is good. Patient appears in a mild stress, distress, and no shortness of breath, but severe pain faces. Patient appears moderately anxious, but he has a good attitude, demeanor, dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive devices. The gait is not antalgic. Rest of the exam comes from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal. Musculature examination, there is a severe spasm of the trapezius muscle and quadratus lumborum muscle on the left side. paravertebral muscles are in spasm L1 to L5 with trigger points. SI joints are found tender, and there is a tenderness of the rotator cuff muscles. For the left shoulder, rest of the muscles are found to be intact. In the musculoskeletal examination on inspection, the entire spine has a normal curvature and alignment, and there are no scars noticed. The palpation is, there's no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback, pelvic iliac crest height is equal, and there's no pelvic tilt. In the spine tenderness, notice at the both SI joints, more on the left than the right. And paravertebral muscles, L1 to L5 in spasm, with 2 plus hypotonicity and trigger points. Range of motion of the cervical spine. Forward flexion is 50, extension is 60, forward flexion, I apologize, is 35. Extension is 40, bilateral side flexion. Bilateral side flexion will be 30, and bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 30, extension 15, bilateral side flexion is 20, bilateral rotation is 25. The maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain. In the cervical spine, the patient has negative Hoffman sign. The Stirling sign is positive. Limit test is positive. Sotohar test is positive. And destruction test is positive. In the thoracic spine, slump test was found negative. Roos test is negative. In the lumbar spine, Brzezinski-Kernick test is negative. Kemp test is negative. Breger test is negative. And Brzezinski sign is negative. But straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. TLR is positive. In the SI joint, bilateral SI joints are tender, and Faber test, Gonsalin test is positive bilaterally. While standing flexion test is negative, iliac compression negative, distension test is negative. In the extremities examination, the left shoulder and left wrist was examined for positive finding. The rest of the right upper extremity and both lower extremities are completely normal. Please use the template. Normal circulation, normal reflexes, quick test was negative, no leg length discrepancies. Examination of the left shoulder reveals normally appearing shoulder with the tenderness in the rotator cuff region on palpation, but no other fracture dislocations or contusions noticed. The range of motions are limited. For the shoulder to 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion, and pain level is around 10. Special tests were conducted, and Hawking-Kennedy test was found positive. Near test, speed test is positive. Anterior-posterior apprehension test is positive. While elbow is normal, no tenderness, range of motions are normal, no contusions. In the distal part of the hand and wrist examination, there are no atrophy of thenar prominence. Range of motion is normal. Grip is slightly poor. Motor power of the entire left arm is 4/5. And carpal tunnel testing was positive. For positive felon test and Tindal sign. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page. Plan of care from the template. Treatment plan. The patient is provided the following treatment. Physical therapy is ordered to involve the neck, mid-back, and lower back. and all the muscle spasm, trapezius and quadratus lumborum on the left side, left sacroiliac joint, possibly the right, traction massage, aquatherapy, gait training, home exercise, massage, acupuncture, chiropractic. His order. And disability involves work disability, house work and transportation. Maps have been reviewed, labs have been reviewed. The patient is provided with medications. Which are Celebrex 200 milligram a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Sifex 20 milligram twice a day for stomach pain, Tylenol with codeine number 4, 1 tablet 2 times a day for pain relief, Allegra 50 milligram PRN for sleep, GAD disorder, Neurontin 600 milligram twice a day for neuropathy pain of the left arm and headaches. Few research are provided for headache relief, Lidoprim ointment for topical pain relief. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referred to the gym, yes. Referred to psychiatry, yes. For additional help. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, medical records have been ordered release from the hospital that the patient visited after the accident. Interventional pain procedures are on hold. The trigger points can be done. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Care space works, none. Past medical records, yes. Investigations. No investigation is being ordered. We are going to check the hospital records to see what's going on there at DME's. Patient is provided with a back brace and a tension unit. Education is yes. An exercise plan, yes. And then follow visit in 15 days, direct contact. Thank you.